This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Jeremiah Johnson ends prophetic ministry and announces the start of a new ministry focus. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
After publicly prophesying that former President Donald Trump would be reelected, Jeremiah Johnson has announced that after much prayer and the clear direction from the Lord, he is ending Jeremiah Johnson Ministries. Johnson came to prominence in the prophetic community and on social media when he was one of the first evangelicals to take seriously Donald Trump's 2015 presidential candidacy. But he has faced backlash from fellow evangelicals for his very public apologies and his handling of the fallout from the presidential loss. He was in the middle of the YouTube series that he had entitled, I Was Wrong, when he took an abrupt two-week hiatus. Johnson said that after his first YouTube video in the series, he heard from thousands of people, and 90% of the feedback was negative. Johnson described the series as a money loser and that apologizing wasn't enough. He said that, I believe it is a tremendous mistake to take the next 4 years to argue and debate and cause division and grow more prideful talking about how we think the election was taken from Donald Trump. I actually believe we need to take the next 4 years and humble ourselves. We need to recognize that God is up to something far greater in the prophetic charismatic movement that I believe is beyond what many even recognize. We need to stop. We need to take a breather, and we need to come back to a place where we can begin to dialogue about these issues rather than be so triggered. On Monday, March 8th, Johnson said that he plans on deleting all social media accounts associated with Jeremiah Johnson Ministries over the next week, and he admitted that ending will mean a tremendous financial loss and the removal of influence that has been well established over the last decade. He said that, we fully understand what a shock this will be to many on numerous levels. However, we are choosing to radically obey Jesus over any other voices in this season. For Johnson's next step, he announced plans for a ministry that will help prepare the bride of Christ for the return of our glorious bridegroom, King Jesus. His new ministry will be called The Altar Global. Johnson wrote on Facebook that, this is not a name or brand change, but rather a complete shift of our ministry's identity and focus. I am not discouraged, nor am I drawing back from my calling. Quite the opposite. I feel God is launching me, my family, and our ministry team further into His purpose for us. In response to God's gracious correction, refinement, and empowerment, I am choosing to refocus my gaze upon Jesus and the eternal realities of His kingdom like never before. Pray for Jeremiah Johnson, his family, and his ministry team in this next season that they will be effective for the kingdom of God. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.